The University of Minnesota Duluth Bulldogs escape with one today here against the a very, very talented and very skilled Bemidji State University team.
You know, and when you look at it, it's a tale of two halves, that's for sure. It didn't look like it was going to be, it looked like it was going to be a very long afternoon. But something snapped for the Beavers, whether it was the players themselves, changing strategy there and coming with something new. And we did see that as they came into the third quarter. We saw they started off the second half with, you know, what we've been seeing the last couple of weeks with the quarterback situation.
Yeah, they brought in the Henning to run a few plays. They did some wildcat offense with him, and just a different look. And they were scoring quick. And a lot of their touchdowns, there weren't any that were close in the red zone. A lot of them came from many, many yards away, including a 90-yard touchdown.
Absolutely. I mean, and Jordan Hine, a little off the mark first couple quarters, but he dialed that pass down, and he was nailing over the shoulder, right on the money, to where it's just stride for stride, and that receiver just keeps burning, and they're running into the end zone. It was great to see there in that fourth quarter.
It was just the defense, really. Had they made a couple more stands, and I think even with that fumble earlier in the first quarter, the first almost possession for the Beavers, had they not fumbled that ball away, I think we're in a totally different scenario.
Absolutely. That I think the fumbled kickoff return is kind of made things a little unsteady, maybe questioning themselves. Not a great way to start to get things going on a positive way, but they overcame. That's the other part. You have all this adversity, you overcome, and you put on 47 points.
Yeah.
Basically 37 and a quarter. Because the other 10 was earlier.
Yeah.
In the first three quarters.
It was unbelievable to see that.